Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, thank you for hopping in and joining me, Spencer Jones, the Prince of Positivity, in this episode of the Daily Energize. It is awesome to have you here sharing your love and light with me and with the world. Let's keep on shining bright. And, well, hopefully all these episodes help you do that. And today I want to share a little story and some thoughts and feedback I had that can help you in all aspects of your life. Whether you are in a leadership position at the moment or not, this can be a really valuable tool, and it's something that I need to work at a little bit. So the story's this. Recently, I was talking with my coach about business and how it's going and how we can help even more people. And I asked him the question, hey, am I clear about what we do, what we solve, what problem we solve? Are we clear? And he said, you know, not really. It's kind of muddy. There's points when it makes sense and it's clear, other times not so much. And so let me be the first to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry to you if I'm not clear about what we do, right? And that's something I will promise to work at and be better at, about being clear about who we serve and how we serve and what we do, so that you know if this is in alignment with you. Because I don't want to waste your time or energy if it's not. If it's not in alignment with you, then let's help you find someone or something that is. And if this is in alignment, awesome. Let me make sure it's clear and laid out for you, so you know the steps and ways we can help and support you. So if you are wondering, what do? Well, we help people with feeling overwhelmed, burnout, exhaustion, and we give them that breath of fresh air. We help them get rid of those things that are draining their energy, making them feel drained and overwhelmed. We give them the tools and strategies how to implement it. And then we teach them and show them how to plug into their infinite energy. And then not just do it once, but have it for life and continue to shine their light bright as they go on this journey. That's what we do. And we have the ecosystem, our Energizer ecosystem, to do that, right? From our community to the JFA, the Jones and Four Academy, to our events. So I'm going to get better at saying that and sharing it and putting it more concise. But what my coach mentioned to me is, and he didn't say it in these words, I'm putting in my own words, but what language are you using? Are you saying what you do and how you serve people in ways that resonate with the person you're speaking with, in ways that they understand? Because I could throw around terms like energy sovereignty, but if you don't know what that means, it's like a foreign language. It doesn't mean anything. In fact, it could lead to more frustration and irritation. It could lead to curiosity too, but we have to be careful with that. So then it got me thinking, okay, not only working on business stuff and helping other people and sharing what we do in a clear, precise way that's understandable and that people will feel, but then it got me thinking, well, what about our energizers? How many times do we talk to other people? Maybe we're talking to our boss or our coworkers or our team or our family. And we're saying things that they're just not understanding it. They're not comprehending. You just get that blank stare and they're like, what? Or we're talking around a topic and they can't figure it out because we're not saying it clearly. I'm not sure about you, but when I look back on my life, I mean, I talk a lot. I mean, I've always been a talker. And I remember getting a lot of blank stares. I have remembered getting people just like, get to the point already, just say it. Instead of dancing around and telling these long-winded stories like, now you're listening to a podcast. But, so yeah, there's a benefit to that, I suppose. But just get to the point. say it. And say it in a way that they understand. Because maybe I could say it, but okay, coming from the teaching world, I could teach the students this concept, this idea, and I could say it this way. And maybe half of them, maybe more, would get it. But then there are students almost every single time who did not understand it that way. So then I explained it again in a slightly different way. That way the kids who did understand it could understand it potentially deeper in a different way, in a different light. And the kids who didn't get it the first time could hopefully understand it. And I would do this 2, 3, maybe 4 times per concept. Think back to when you were in school, or maybe something one of your parents told you. It didn't make sense at first, but then they explained it a different way, or another person explained it, and all of a sudden it made sense. I remember this math problem when I was in school. I don't remember exactly what it is, but I do remember that when my mom was trying to teach it to me and explain this concept to me, it was like a foreign language. It made no sense to me whatsoever. None. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. But then I went and asked my dad after he got back from work. I asked him about the same problem. And he explained it in a way that it clicked. As soon as he explained it, light bulb went on and we were set. And I knew it through and through at that point. Is it wrong that what my mom said, or was what my mom told me wrong? No. It just didn't resonate with me. It just didn't hit what my dad said did. So what about us? When we're talking to others, are we saying what we want to and what we need to in a way that they understand? In a way that they can comprehend and wrap their head around and feel? Or are we just talking with our own ego, saying big words and fancy things just because it seems like the right thing to do or makes us feel good? Now, I'm not saying don't educate, right? What is energy sovereignty? Energy sovereignty is being the master of your personal energy, the energy flow in and out. Let's help you master that so that your energy is not going anywhere you don't want it to go, and you know that you're having good energy pouring in. So I can tell you what those things are, those terms and words that you might not understand. And you're like, what? And then let me say it in that way. Then let me say it a different way, in a different way. So that when you hear it, it clicks and you understand. And I invite you to do the same thing with your community, with your family, with your team, with everyone. I'm not talking about dumbing down the way you talk, but I am talking about saying things in a way that people will understand. And then educate and raise them up too. All right, that's all I got for today. Thank you for being you. I appreciate you. I love you. Keep sharing your light with the world. And thanks for sticking with me, even if I haven't been clear all the time. I appreciate it. All right, have an amazing day and keep shining bright. Until next time, I will catch you later.